Kathy. Where's Kathy? There she is. I feel like throwing my message out and just preaching a sermon on that hymn. I mean, what a... We're talking about the worthiness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm thinking of the day when I'm going to see God take the Lord Jesus Christ and lift him up. And I'm going to say, "Thou art worthy to receive honor and power and glory and blessing." Why? "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood." That's our song. What a privilege. And here we sang before that we're taking this message to the nations. You know, we have a local testimony here where COVID has thrown a monkey wrench into what we plan to do with regard to neighborhood outreach. But we haven't forgotten about it, and we really are looking forward to the time when we'll be able to really impact this neighborhood for the Lord in a way that would attract folks to Christ. And if you check out our webpage, you'll find that there's been a lot of folks that are clicking like on our webpage for Woodside Chapel who are from the neighborhood who we don't know. And I'm just so thankful for that. And as we have talked about the trajectory of this chapel, as elders we've talked about it, as trustees we've talked about it, and there's ministries that go on, we feel that an effective chapel has a balance. And the balance is that we have a local testimony, but we need to recognize that we also have an instruction in the scripture that says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." Teaching, baptizing, making disciples. And so here we've got one of our own over in Koligal who has given up her life for the Lord. And we're starting to see the impact of that on the families in that area. And Bethany, we continue to pray for you that you will continue to have an impact on these young girls. And so I'm going to share a screen here. There we go. As we consider the start of this year and we saw what happened last year and all that took place, you know, you make plans and there's an old saying I can remember saying that life is what happens after you make plans. You know, 2020 was, you know, we planned for stuff and then life happened. And so here we are. But, you know, the Lord is not confused by monkey wrenches that get into gears. In fact, he might cause the monkey wrenches that get into the gears of life for reasons to help us understand what his will is in our lives. And so the Apostle Paul was writing to the Philippians here, and he says, "I thank God, my God, upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day unto now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." Those verses were read this morning as we commended Fred and Jenny to the Lord's work there now in South Carolina. They've kind of taken their global ministry and shrunk it down to Florence. And they're going to be interfacing with believers there who want to understand the biblical principles on which we should worship. And so he's been invited to go and be at that fellowship to help these people understand so that they know what it is to have the remembrance of the Lord. But that's after 54 years of being in ministry. And so I look at these words, at this verse, and it says they're being confident that he who has begun a good work, which started 54 years, is going to continue it on until the Lord sees it complete. And so my encouragement to each one of us here is that when it comes to ministry, all of us have a responsibility to minister in some way, in some fashion. And it doesn't mean that you have to be on the mission field to do that. I know that there's ministries that take place within this chapel that are being effective amongst many around us. Madeline, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but your ministry to those who grieve is touching hearts. And I just want to use that as an example of folks that have ministries that may be quiet, but the Lord knows about them. And so we're going to have an update this morning of some of the ministries that are taking place in India, and two of them are directly the result of COVID. And, you know, we often think about, oh, COVID's horrible, and it is, don't get me wrong. We've had folks that we know who have gone to be with the Lord. The latest yesterday was David Evans in his early 40s. And, of course, George McKenzie and so many others that have been hit by this pandemic. But the point is that COVID has brought about things to take place in our lives that we never dreamed of. Last March, when we were shut down, If someone says, well, why don't we set up Zoom? And my response was, what Zoom? Now it's a way of life. We look at this with the folks that are on the screen, and there are folks that are signing into Zoom who are not able to be here. And so this particular technological wonder is a blessing to us. It has also opened doors for us to interface with people who we might never see. If you remember back on May the 10th, Abraham Thomas spoke on Mother's Day and brought a message to us all the way from Kochi in India. And so these doors have opened. And so my encouragement to you is recognize a ministry that you can participate in that can be started that won't be completed until the day of the Lord, or the day of the Lord takes you home. And so what I want to do is update you on some of the ministries that we're involved with as a chapel. It's not just me. It's not just Charlotte and I. This is our whole chapel. We have been able to interface with ministries over in India, and there's many areas that you go into India right now, and you mention the word Woodside Chapel, and they go, yeah, we know them. And we're going to see some of the ministries that have been impacted by this chapel as a result of our interfacing with them. So I'd like to just then move on to, let's have a few ministry updates in India. That is India. If you take a look at India from north to south, is approximately 2,000 miles. If you go from the furthest west over here, or up in this area, which is where Mumbai is, all the way over to the east, where Assam and the Seven Sisters are, that's about 1,850 miles. So we're talking a very large country. 3.4 billion people. One-fifth of the world's population is centered right in that little diamond-shaped piece of land. And 97% are Hindu, and a good percentage of them are militant Hindus who want to get rid of Christianity and are persecuting the Christians that are over there. You'll find that Christians are prohibited from preaching the gospel in the open. And so we need to pray for the ministries that are going on over there. So having said that, this is a list of all the ministries that we visited over there. I want to spend time specifically. We're going to look at Kolkata, West Bengal. We're going to look at a place called Chandankeri, a new assembly there. And we're going to look at the ministry that Jhansi and Happy are carrying on in Tripura. And so without further ado, let's move on. There's the two of us heading over there. When in Rome, do as the Romans. You know how that goes. I'd like to play a video. Not working, sorry. Let's talk about Tabir and Christy. They are in Orissa. This is Tabir and his wife Christy, who we know quite well. They are up in this area in the state of Orissa, right up in that area, right up in there. They're amongst a number of tribes, the Gorba tribe, the Gudok tribe, and so on. And if you take a look at Orissa as a state, it is the bottom state when it comes to financial affluence and standard of living. It's as low as you can get. The poor are beyond poor, and the living conditions are terrible in that area. However, we know that he has had a ministry into the tribal areas and is touching many, many for the Lord. But a few months ago, his bike quit. It had, I don't know how many miles on it, and it just died. And so he's now without a bike. He's about to purchase a bike, and there's a number in this chapel that was able to help out in purchasing a new bike. That's in the process right now. But he said to me, he says, you know, my bike was broken down, and he says it really is of the Lord that happened, because he's been able to reach people that he hasn't been able to reach before and didn't know about them. Because by walking, he was taking back trails through the jungle and reaching folks, and he was able to come in contact with a leper colony, and many of the folks that have leprosy have come to know the Lord as their Savior. And he was able to find a community, and the community of families, what they do is they make bricks. And he was able to bring the gospel to them, and now they know the Lord as their personal Savior, and so we're going to meet them. That's some of the children that they interface with over in India. This is the leper colony that they are with, and these folks are now believers. There's Tabir, and you can't miss that smile. And so here is one of the new leper believers praying. There should be volume on that. You can't hear this out on this. He's actually praying. But this is a fellow who has leprosy. He knows the Lord is his Savior, and now he's praising the Lord in prayer. Also, this is the group now of folks that make bricks.
We are so much thankful for what the Lord has done in their life. This is the they make the bricks here. So I was going through this way because I had no bike. I have no bike, so I go always the shortcut road. I go. And while I was going shortcut road, I met with this brothers and sisters. And once 3 months back, I shared the gospel to them. And every day when I go to village, I go to the shortcut road only. So I met with them and give 30 minutes to them. And on the way, I always stop and I share about Jesus Christ to them. And when I share the gospel, they accepted our Lord Jesus Christ, all of them. And now they always call me, and they sit here, and I always teach the song to them, and I hear about, share about our Lord Jesus Christ. Now they have accepted. They are making the bricks, and this all they are making the bricks here. I never thought that I can meet with these people, and I will be able to share, and they will hear the gospel, but they hear the gospel and they accepted our Lord Jesus Christ. I had no bike, and that was the plan of God. that, you know, I did not have bike, but, you know, the Lord touched in their heart, and now they have accepted our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are so much, so they are now, I will be going to their houses also. Jai Masiki! Okay, thank you, Dad, so much, and continuously do pray for them. Dad.
So that's, I'm really having problems with the sound. I'm sorry for that. So what I'm suggesting is that the Lord started a work there, and there's many ways that the Lord is continuing the work in the leper colony, and there's folks that know the Lord as their Savior. This colony that he would have never met before now is a group, and so we're talking about how do we get them into a situation where they can worship the Lord and in the remembrance of the Lord. So do pray about that. We're asking for wisdom for Tabir on that count. The other one is Rajendra Rajwar. He's in a place called Chandankeri. Now, if you look at this this building that's being built, that is a new assembly hall that was being built in 2015. And our chapel was one of the ones that contributed funds to build that chapel, that particular assembly. It has been built. Charlotte and I were there in 2016. Now, if you look at the map, they're up here where Bihar is, and there's a little bump that comes down here, and that's where that particular area is. It's near the city of Danbad. And when we traveled from over here where Samson lives over to Danbad area, Chandankeri. We went through Bihar from Jharkhand, through Bihar and into Jharkhand again. Roads were rough. I mean, there's a standing joke. Charlotte and I were driving on this road, and if you look at it, it actually looked in the distance when you turn your lights on, it looked like the waves of the ocean. It was so bad. And it took us probably, I don't know, an hour to go maybe 5 or 6 kilometers. It was that bad. Anyway, we get there, and Rajendra Rajwar and his wife and family have a ministry, and this is the road to the assembly hall. I'll just play it while I'm talking. We walked through the jungle after getting through. We walked down this path, and we got down to the assembly hall, and we were able to see the assembly hall that had been recently started, and the assembly was starting to meet. And so there's the assembly hall. This is Rajendra here. And there's Abraham Thomas. The assembly met there. Now, during the period of time between 2016 on, the Rajwar tribe started to persecute this assembly. They were coming there, they were throwing stuff at the building, they were beating pots and pans to disrupt the services. And so they were thinking about how are we going to solve this. They thought they might put up a wall around the place. Then COVID hit. And when COVID hit, everybody was ordered back into their homes. Now, the Rajwar tribe are agriculturalists, and they weren't able to go out and get their food. And so what Rajendra and his wife and family did was they were able to get food because of donations that came in, and they delivered food to the families that had persecuted them. And as a result of that, about 6 or 8 months ago, the leaders of the Rajwar tribe came to Rajendra and said, "We've seen how you've treated us well. We've persecuted you. And we have seen that you are happy, your family is organized, your family is happy, and we want our tribe to be just like you. And so we're inviting you into our tribe to teach us how to change our culture so that we can be happy and organized like you." And so now Rajendra, of course, I'm on the phone with Rajendra quite often, and so we've started Bible studies. And now he has this outreach into, there's some of the leadership, that's Rajendra there on the right. And he now has an outreach into the leadership there, and they're starting to have Bible studies, and people are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior as a result of COVID. There's Rajendra there speaking to the group that now comes and hears the gospel. So that's one of the outreaches now that we are involved with directly with Rajendra Rajwar and his wife and family. So let's pray for Rajendra and also, of course, Tabir and others. Another outreach that was the result of COVID was Dipankar Desgupta and his wife Anna and their daughter. That's Dipankar and his wife Anna, and that's Glory there. This particular opportunity came because there's a new assembly that was established in the slums of Calcutta on the outskirts near the airport. I don't want to go into details of describing it, but there are now many, many folks who have been saved out of Hinduism and are now part of this assembly, and they are learning about assembly. How to meet, how to worship. And so I've been meeting as often as I can. We've been meeting about every second Friday, and we've been having Bible studies with this assembly from my home in the basement on Zoom. And so we meet with Dipankar and that group, and there's usually probably about 75, possibly 100 people that are part of this Bible study as a result of COVID and Zoom. And so do pray for this outreach with Dipankar and his family and that assembly. They are actually up here in West Bengal in this area where Calcutta is, right up in this area here. There's some of the assembly now as they meet. And there's a group of the assemblies that met on that particular day. There's many that can't meet because they can't even afford to travel. Very, very poor area. I'm really looking forward. If the Lord opens the door, I want to be able to go over and hug these people and visit them in their assembly and remember the Lord with them. So that's in the assembly. Now we're going to talk about Jhansi and Happy Matthew. She's well-named Happy. I've never seen her down. And, of course, you've got Jhansi and the two children. They went over in 2019, and they gave up their employment in Houston, Texas. They were both born and raised here. Their parents are from Kerala. She's an attorney, and he was an IT financial project manager. Very well-employed people. They gave it all up to go and visit the school in Tripura. This is the school that's over here on the east side. This is Bangladesh in here. And then you got this little nubbin sticking out here. Up about there is where Panisagar is, and that is Assam. Charlotte and I had visited the ministries up here in the tea gardens up close to China. And we flew from Guwahati to a place called Agartala in Tripura. And then it was about a 6 or an 8 hour drive from that airport down to where the ministry is. It's about 80 kilometers, but the roads are hairpin turns and potholes and stuff. In fact, just to give you an idea, to fly from Guwahati to Agartala is a half hour flight. And I said, well, why don't we drive it? Well, if you drive it, it's a six-day drive because of the hairpin turns and the conditions of the road, and you have to go through, Bangladesh to a certain way, and that's dangerous as well because of the military and stuff, so we decided we'd fly. So let's take, what the area looks like where they live. It's basically jungle, thatched roofs. That's the assembly hall in Panisagar. We were able to visit that assembly there. This is the original school that was built back in 2000. I think it was 2015, I think, because we visited there in 2000. No, it was built in 2014. I'm sorry. This is the school where they bring these little kids out of the refugee camp, and they educate them. And a lot of the kids live with the live at the school. The folks that manage the school have left, and Jauncey and Happy have taken over the school and have expanded the ministry immensely. And the ministry is just moving forward in vibrantly, and many, many, many of the tribes around have started to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That's the school now. If you take a look at this building here, that's the original school you saw in the previous slide. And you can see the name there. They have built this to keep the sun off the children because the sun is so hot. And now you've got vibrant, active classes going on, and kids are being educated, and they're learning about the Lord Jesus Christ as well. This is a baptism that took place about a few weeks ago, and I just want you to see some of the pictures. Oh my goodness, sorry about that. Okay, sorry about that. It's not coming up. I'm not sure what this was all working last night. I apologize. There we go. That's Jauncey there. Those are individual names. So what we have here is this ministry that John C. and Happy have started as a school now has gone beyond, way beyond a school. It is now folks coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and assemblies are starting to be established there. Now, the interesting part, the ministry I was talking about in Calcutta that has the Bible studies, their assembly is joining the Calcutta assembly in the Bible studies that we're having on Fridays. So I see John C. every other Friday in the Bible studies, and their elders are starting to join to learn assembly structure and assembly function. So do pray about that ministry. It's vibrant. And so I just want to play this last one here, which is the Christmas Happy New Year get-together that they had. So that's a Happy New Year from John C. and Happy and family over in Tripura. And so I just want to end up by saying these are a few of the ministries that have started. And we're confident that the Lord who started these ministries, including Bethany in Koligal, is going to complete them until the day of Jesus Christ. And so the challenge that I am throwing out to all of us is, are we just going to watch these ministries take place? Are we just going to participate by throwing money at it? Or are we going to get involved actively in ministries that the Lord would like to see completed that we can participate in? And so from a Woodside perspective, we have ministries that are looking to go forward. We have Awana, we've got VBS, we've got Ladies Bible Study, we've got Men's Bible Studies. These are all ministries that the Lord has started that we want to see the Lord nurture and take to completion. And so the challenge is being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. So those are a few things that Woodside is involved with, and we trust that it'll continue to go forward, and we're going to continue to keep you updated on these ministries as they move forward. So why don't we just commend ourselves to the Lord and ask a blessing on Bethany once again as well. Lord, we're so thankful that we can start out the year knowing that the Lord has started a work in each one of us, and to the extent that it's vibrant depends on our walk with you, Lord. And so we just pray that as we look at these ministries over in India, we're reminded that there are ministries that are closer to home. Lord, we're just so thankful for the ones that gathered here last night as youth and the ministry there. We just pray that those young folks would be encouraged to not only just have fun, but also see the importance of having a walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and to continue to participate. Lord, we think of Bethany over in the girls' home in Koligal. Lord, we just pray that you would continue to bless her and give her wisdom as she works for you in that organization. We continue to pray for Tabir and Christy. We know that she's having her medical checkup in the next week or so, and we just pray that you would allow that would go well. And we thank you for the ministry that they're involved with there in the villages that surround their area. We pray for Dipankar and his wife Anna, that they would continue to have wisdom in the ministry of that new assembly in the Calcutta area. And Lord, we pray for Rajendra Rajwar and his wife as they continue to teach the word of God to the Rajwar tribe, who are now so interested, not because of anything they said, but because of their physical testimony of being kind in the face of persecution. And Lord, we commend John C. and Happy and their family into your hands too. We're thankful that the work is growing, that many are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we pray that you would continue to give them wisdom in expanding the school, the construction that is yet to be done. And we pray that you would continue to supply the need. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would give us wisdom as we also participate in your ministries here with Awana and VBS and the Sunday School and the ladies' Bible studies and the men's Bible study and the youth effort, Lord. We just pray that you would continue to bless the ministry here. Lord, thank you for all that you've done for us, and thank you that we can focus a little bit on what you're doing to get the gospel to the nations. We ask a blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.